Of course, we have been following the events of this morning. We know recently the Taliban released a statement where they say they've entered the capital to take care of the security situation in that city where most of Afghan forces have melted away. That statement also says that they're trying to maintain law and order in the city. We also know that the president, Ashraf Ghani, has left the country. NPR's international affairs correspondent, Jackie Northam, has been following all this and more. Can you tell us what more is known about Ghani having left Afghanistan?
No, it's very bare bones information at this point, only that he has left the country. And, you know, this doesn't come as a complete surprise. Not after the Taliban encircled the capital, Kabul, last night. The handwriting was on the wall. He met with senior U.S. and NATO officials. And, you know, there's been talk about a transitional government, which might avoid a lot of bloodshed in Kabul from fighting between government troops and the Taliban. At this point, as I said, we don't know where he's gone. But, you know, he has contacts across the globe from his days with the World Bank. So it's hard to say where he'll end up.
In the wake of his departure, who's left? Who's left to negotiate this transition? And what more can you tell us about what's going on with the Taliban?
Well, the Taliban says right now that they're moving troops into Kabul. You know, they've been sitting on the outskirts for several hours. They're doing it, they say, because there's a lot of looting since news that they were outside the capital. And that's something, you know, I spoke with people in Kabul today, and they talked about it. Just a real sense of insecurity and lawlessness. You know, there's gunfire, there's looting, what have you. There's still, you know, some Afghan ministers are heading towards Doha, where there's going to be negotiations. It's hard to say who's going to lead the country, but it will ultimately be the Taliban.
Let's talk more about that leadership, as there are so-called negotiations about this transitional government. What is being said?
I think they're just trying to hammer out, you know, who's going to lead the country and when that's going to happen. Again, there's sort of a dearth of information right now. It comes out in dribs and drabs. You know, one thing, though, is that it's one thing to be an insurgency, and it's certainly another thing to take over and running the country. And the Taliban has said they're not going to do it the way they did before in the 1990s. When the regime was nothing less than brutal, you know, holding public executions and carrying out massive human rights abuses. And to that end, you know, it's been trying to reach out diplomatically and visiting various countries, you know, Russia, China, Iran. But it's a real stretch to think that the Taliban is going to be any different than it was. We've already, you know, we're hearing rumors of reports of assassinations and forcing women to stay indoors and the like.
And yet we're also hearing that the Taliban is not looking to lead a pariah state, so to speak, right, diplomatically. How are they reaching out to other countries? Why is it important for them to?
Well, they're looking for legitimacy. You know, they're, like you say, they were well aware they were considered a pariah state when they last ruled, and only three countries ever recognized them. But they're going to need trade. They're going to need investment if they, you know, don't want to have this impoverished country. It depends how they run the country, if other countries actually do want to be associated with the Taliban. And that's just going to play out over time, whether they're going to be different than they were in the 1990s.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam. Thanks for your reporting.
Thanks, Audie.